Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But
yeah.
Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand what's going on from your guys' side. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the placement on the first page of Google or how it works?
Not as of yet, I guess.
Well, if they pop up, just fire them at me, okay?
All right.
Well, the major benefit to you in all this is that we have the listing available for Google Places. Have you ever seen those three guys that show up next to the map there on Google when you do a search?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So that's where we're talking about listing you. When a spot opens up as a Google partner, they'll just give us a list of the guys that could potentially qualify. And then that's how we got your information. My reps like Tara are kind of going down the list. We're just looking for one company to fill that opening off the list. Once we fill that spot, we're closing out the category. So we won't be able to work with anybody else in this area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we were looking for somebody in the general contracting category, but Tara tells me your main focuses are steel framing and decks.
Yeah, I mean, I do, you know, remodeling work in general. Mm-hmm. So it is like a general contractor, but I think the focus that me and my partner really want to work on is getting out for the steel frame deck.
Gotcha. So you want to point an emphasis on that. Those are the kind of projects that you want to be focusing on moving forward?
Correct, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the reason I was asking about that is because we do list you for 15 different keywords. They have to be within the general contracting category. So steel framing is fine. We could definitely list you for that. Same thing with the decks and the deck rebuilds. But we would want to target those other keywords at the same time to make sure that we're maximizing your opportunity for return on investment each month. That way we could also retain you as like a long-term client of ours. That's what we want. You know, usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back. You don't have a problem continuing to spend that dollar with Google each month. So that's really our goal, is to kind of get in there and maximize the return on investment and the job opportunities. What have you been doing so far to get the name out there and bring clients in?
It's word of mouth, and I'm real new to the Angie's List.
Ah, okay. I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole, but I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, well, you can explain it to me, because I mean, I'm giving them the trial run, and then that's as far as that goes. We'll see.
Here, I'd rather show you than to just tell you. Just because Google records all our calls, and then they don't really want us to just like bash these guys to make ourselves look better. Yeah.
But
I have a bad. I don't really like them because of what's happened with clients that I've worked with in the past that I've used them. I just hear all kinds of crazy stories, you know, and you get some of these business owners that are like, you know, they've been running their companies before Google was even a thing. And then they,
right.
You know, they get out here and they get onto online marketing, and unfortunately they run into Home Advisor first, and, you know, they start charging them for things, whether they're getting the job or not. They don't really explain properly that it's pay per lead, not pay per job. They get these guys to sign up under the pretense like, oh, you only pay if you get it, or, you know, we'll give you a...
Yeah, that's one thing I've realized so far, is they'll send you whatever you get, and you're paying for each of them, even if you're not getting them.
Yeah, yeah, instead of telling you guys the truth on how they're getting their leads, they kind of...
Right.
Say like they're pulling them out of thin air, you know. They're really doing Google advertising and all different kinds of advertising. You can find Home Advisor on Facebook, on Yelp, on Yellow Pages, on Bing on, you know, Safari and Apple and Amp and just everything. I mean, they invest in everything to get those leads, and then once they get the lead, the way they make their money is they'll sell it for a fee to like 5-6 people. So your chances of getting it before you've even dialed it is like 20% or under, just because it's given to so many other people. And so,
right. Yeah. It's like a rush to get it. Yeah. And even then, I'm kind of the guy that I offer something that most people like, details and things that most people don't do. So I'm not gonna win it based on price. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. You're pitching quality more than just quantity. The quantity guys do well in that though, because they have the cheap rate. And so the homeowner, the way Home Advisor presents you guys is like a group of 10 trusted contractors. So aside from the reviews you might have, if they click on it, they kind of see you all as the same. They're not really picking one of you, or they might pick one of you, but then the lead will go to like 5 of you. And then they're going, oh, well, Home Advisor says they're all good to go, and this guy is giving me, you know, a deal half the price, so I'm going to go with that guy.
Yeah.
You know? And so he's
cleaning
up, but, you know, it's just not ideal. The cost per acquisition, even on a good salesperson doing that, I mean, you're paying 2 to 3 lead fees for every job, and then not to mention everything it takes to go out and give the bid or to complete the job, you know, your overhead.
Right.
It they eat a lot of profit, let's just put it that way.
Sure.
But with this, we're cutting out your middleman. You know, we're just listing you independently and letting the clients call you live off the first page. So it's not like they're getting our number and then we're sending you the lead. We actually post your number right there on the first page so they can call you directly. Google does have like a Google Voice number if you don't want your personal number out there, where it's kind of like a press one dialer system. And then they can so they'll see a different number, but it still will forward to you in real time once they verify that it's an actual person and not like a robocall. And some people capitalize on that. That's just another free option. And then there's also Google Analytics tracking that we have too that helps a lot, making sure that, you know, people can't just bash your reputation while you're up there. If you're missing calls, it like saves all their information and it has recordings of the calls when you do answer. So you can actually hear yourself like pitch these people and what you sound like, or what you sound like to a potential prospect who's calling in. Those are all good tools to help you out. But the major benefit to you is really that placement on the first page. That's where all your clients are going to come from. But we would build your .com for you. Like, I didn't see a website at all for Highland Renovations. So the good thing about our partnership with Google is we're able to get domain names for pennies on the dollar, what it would cost like a general consumer like yourself to just hop online and buy like a HighlandRenovations.com. You know, we could get in there and grab that for you. And then we could do the graphic design. Obviously, we'd want you to send in like a logo, any kind of photos of work that you've done in the past, so that we could kind of build a portfolio up on you and present that to people. But I really wish you would have started on this 6 years ago when you opened the doors, because we'd probably have a good amount of reviews to help us with, you know, having you on the first page is great.
Right.
But if you could have a bunch of reviews up there, say 5-star, and they could see some before and after shots, it definitely helps. So,
We'll get
all that going. And then obviously the, Google PIN verification. This is one thing too, before I get too deep into it, do you have license, insurance, or business registration? How's your paperwork?
It's all there.
It's all good, up to date?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a form Google asked for. It's called a Google verification. And that's why people have a lot of peace of mind with going with these guys that are top recommended on Google, is because they know that Google verification means that we verified they have all those things.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So, you know, this package here that Tara's requesting for you, it's called our Platinum Package Bundle. Let me show you. There's a lot of things in here that we're going over, but I want you to, if you can see it, it's a lot easier. Did you get the first text message that I sent to you?
I had one come through. I didn't.
That one's just a Federal Trade Commission article. So if you decide to get away from Home Advisor and they're not trying to reimburse you or something like that, you could just report them. at the top there, kind of add yourself to that pile. Last year, they ended up paying back like $7.8 million or, oh, it says 7.2 in this other article.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there's a lot of business owners that have been kind of going through that situation that I explained, and then they find out, they kind of try to get their money back. If they don't want to give them the money back, they tell you, hey, we'll give you free leads, and then you have these other group of guys that just don't want anything to do with them or even want to be on their site because, you know, if somebody's looking you up, like if they're trying to just find you, Joel, they're going to get HomeAdvisor. Like if you type in Highland Renovations, and so they have that tracking system hooked up there. So if I'm trying to literally just call you and find your business, and I dial off of HomeAdvisor, it's going to end up, you know, now I got your competitors or whoever else on that HomeAdvisor thing calling me because HomeAdvisor kind of sends their information out. So if you're going to leave it, you want to also like be off that directory entirely, but it's up to you. Other people think that there's credibility to that, just having yourself there too, but it's really your call moving forward. But the bundle she requested, it's called a platinum bundle. So like on our pricing page, it is advertised at $599 month to month. There's usually a $299 setup fee on this. So the initial investment is normally $898, and then it'll go back down to $599 each month after that. What I was thinking I could do is I could put you on that platinum package, get you the site, all the bells and whistles, but I can reduce the monthly rate down to just $299. So I'll basically cut your monthly rate in half indefinitely. So that's as long as you're with us. And then I'll put in a request to have the setup fee reduced to a one-time payment of $99 because it looks like that's what it's going to cost us to get your domain name anyway. So the initial investment would be $398. And then each month moving forward, it'll go down to $299 and it'll actually stay there for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then there's no other charges with this. So you won't incur any like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. And no surprise bills coming out kind of left field like HomeAdvisor where you're getting billed random lead fees or unexpected expenses.
If I would have waited on Angie, that probably would have jumped on it. I gotta at least run Angie through for a bit before I get to
make your money back,
you know.
No, I can understand that. If you've already invested in them to a degree, but you know, you also want to think long term too. Like if your money's green, you can go back to HomeAdvisor, buy Angie's, and buy leads whenever. But you can't always get the first page placement on Google. You know, you have to have availability and then you have to qualify and we reach out and get you through Google verification and everything. So it's not an everyday thing.
Right.
And then obviously the long-term benefits, even if you were to leave it, you know, you stay Google verified. We don't go like delete your site, delete your Google verification and those things. Those are long-term credibility factors in your business. Should have, you know, like I said, I wish we would have started on this in 2018. That would have really,
for sure.
Just from online standpoint, I'm not saying that you can't make it without this nowadays. It just makes it a lot easier if you don't have to worry about visibility and when your next job's coming in. This kind of puts you in position to have just like a pipeline of them built up and you can go cherry pick through the projects you want to take on instead of, trying to pay to land each one. But also it should save you money too. Like, I don't know what you're, setting aside for HomeAdvisor, but I know for general contractors, those guys are spending about $250, $300 a week, on that platform, just on lead feeds alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like I said, I gotta play it through because I haven't even, like, turned the leads on.
Okay.
Because I'm so busy. right now.
Okay. No, it's a good problem. So you just signed up with them this week?
It was pretty recent. I mean, yeah, I think probably by the time it was said and done, it was like last week something.
I think you might still have time to get reimbursed if you want to back out of that because you said you haven't accepted a single lead from them yet?
No, I haven't even turned it on.
Yeah, I mean, so there's those two articles I would definitely recommend if you pull one of those up. You know, like I said, this has been an ongoing thing all last year, the year before. I mean, it goes all the way back to 2014. They had been called Service Magic. I don't know if you remember back then. Sound like you're my age.
It doesn't ring a bell, but...
Yeah, it's like an older system where they were doing the same thing. I mean, the FTC shut them down. They came back in 2014 as HomeAdvisor, as like a rebrand. And then the reason they're called Angie's now is because Angie's List, I don't know if you remember that one, those guys went bankrupt in 2017. And
okay.
Then HomeAdvisor bought them and all the contacts and business owners that were on the Angie's List platform. And then they began dispersing leads to them, calling it Angie's Leads. But they've been caught selling the same lead to people just on HomeAdvisor as the guy that's just on Angie's. So now you got three people on HomeAdvisor getting it, three people on Angie's getting it, and then you're all getting charged lead fees, right? Or what they'll do is they'll give you like $1,000 total, and then they'll deduct like $50 to $100 for each lead, depending on what the job is and what they think it's worth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yep. I mean, being that we have the availability, it sounded to me like it was something you were interested in until we got down to the dollars and cents of it. Is the money like your final deciding factor on this?
No, not necessarily. No, like to me, this seems reasonable per month for Google advertising if it's as true as it sounds.
I mean, it's proven that it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. I mean, and it's first page placement, so it's not like they're going to have to dig for you. 90% of the searches start and stop right on page one. So we're putting you right in the thick of it. And it's one thing to get verified. It's another thing to be top recommended, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, the price really seems good. Like, to me, it's just because I guess if I knew that I could get out of Angie's without losing what I've already put into it, then I'd probably jump on it, but I don't want to be basically
too deep in.
Like,
yeah, no, I definitely understand that. I try to put myself in my client's shoes, and you know, I know they're like $750 to $1,000 is what I've been hearing a lot these days. It used to only be like $300 for the year, and then they go right into the lead fees. But I've been seeing a lot of guys recently are saying they paid about $750 and they get like $1,000 of leads, and they tell them, you know, if I don't get this many in a short amount of time or whatever, they'll give them their money back. And they have all these things that I've been hearing lately.
Yeah, so that's exactly the one that I've been roped into at this point.
What was the $750 for?
Yeah, $750 for $1,000 worth of leads. And like I said, I haven't even turned it on yet. But if I can get out of it and get my $750 back, I'd much rather put it into Google, I guess.
Yeah, or even to compare them side by side. I mean, you don't even got to take my word for it. I know you're saying, hey, you don't want to double dip, but you also got to understand what's ideal for your business long term. You know, just because of maybe these guys say, hey, I do great on HomeAdvisor, and these guys say I do great on Google. You know, what's best for you? You know, and
right.
I have no doubt with the package that we put together, because it's not just the Google thing. It's, you know, building your website, doing your Google verification. That package also has like Facebook business profile with Facebook ads in it. There's Bing, there's Yelp, there's Yellow Pages, there's Thumbtack. So we're coming from a completely different angle where we're not trying to sign you up on our site and then put ourselves out there and charge you for leads. We actually get in and build listings for your company as its own independent business that you'll be able to hold on to and benefit from even when you're not on the first page if you were to leave it later in the future, you know? So. I feel like it wouldn't really take you longer than a month to see that difference that I'm talking about. It's almost as if you hired like a marketing guy in-house to work for you when you're working with a Google partner. But pennies on the dollar, right? You don't have to pay them an hourly wage or nothing like that, because Google takes care of that for us hosting it for you. What I was going to say is, like, what if I could put in a request to have the setup fee waived? Like, maybe we just covered the cost on getting your domain name for you. That $99. I know it's not a huge amount of money, but I know if you just spent $750, It should make a difference. If I could get approval at just $299 for the Platinum package bundle and all this content, like, we'll still get you the domain, do all the, you know, we're not cutting any corners is basically what I'm getting at. But if we could do it at $299 month to month, is that something you'd consider giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works, or at least show you the difference so you could compare them side by side.
Is it, am I tied for so much time? Is it like a contract deal?
No, it's a true month-to-month agreement. We do send it to you in writing so that you have that documented, that it's month-to-month. You can cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. You know, if a guy doesn't want to be with us on the first page of Google, we're not going to hold him up there and make him take the calls. You know, there's somebody that'll want it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a true month-to-month. So everybody that's up there is coming back at their own will each month. I think that says a lot too. Smart business owners aren't going to keep paying for stuff like this every month unless they could see that it's beneficial.
Yeah. Okay. Cause yeah, for me, that's what it would be. As long as I'm not tied in and it's like, okay, this isn't doing jack for me. So I might as well get out now.
Yeah. We have a tracking system that, like I said, you'll be able to log into that and you'll be able to see specifically what's coming off the first page of Google versus, you know, Home Advisor or whatever else you're using. And I'm telling you, it's the peak time of the year. So if you could compare them side by side, I know just Google alone will probably be able to generate more traffic. Not probably. We will be able to generate more traffic for you and get more eyes on your business. And if that's the deciding factor, then I feel like that's an easy win. I just got to get in there and get the verification done, build the site, and show you what I'm talking about.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, here's the deal. I want to say yes, but it's really not the price. It's that I don't want Angie's and I don't want to get screwed on that side of the deal. Cause if I do, it's going to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Google, like, trust me, Google's the way to go.
Yeah, but let's say hypothetically, right? This is why I'm telling you don't take my word for it. What if you decide later, I'm not saying you will. Again, this is kind of backtracking on my statement, but the reason why I'm saying get your foot in the door and see what works best for you. What if you cancel home? Well, I guess Home Advisor, you could always go back to them really if you wanted to. You can't always get on the first page of Google. I was going to say don't necessarily cancel them in case you wanted to keep it, but you could always go back and sign up for them again later if you want to. I mean, if you're fresh out of high school and you got money, you can buy those same leads off Home Advisor that you're getting right now. So, I mean, you could always go back to it. But you're not going to want to. You're not going to want to. Like, being on the first page of Google is where they get their leads. If you were to just pull your phone away from your ear, you know, look up steel framing, you'll see these top guys right next to the map where we're talking about listing in. And then there'll also be a Home Advisor or Angie's List listing in there with like 10 of you on it. And so they're paying Google to be on Google. Google's not paying them to be on Home Advisor because they know that's where everybody's going. They're pulling out their phone and they're just going to Google.
Right. So with the Google thing, is it like, so if it's searched, it's just keywords and then that pops up Island Innovations or?
Exactly. Yeah. There's a map and then there's three guys next to it. You've probably seen it before. How they have like those little red dots on the map. I mean, even if you look up pizza, it's called Google Places. So that's the section of the page you'll be on. There's only going to be three recommended options based on the location of the end user. So you'll be in that group, and then it'll have like your name, address. We could hide your address if you do business from home, but Google still sends that PIN to you in the mail as part of like your PIN verification. So we will need the address, but we don't have to display it. And then it'll have your phone number or a Google tracking number if you want to capitalize on that. And then it has your site attached to it. It's a little globe. It says website. If they click on that, it'll auto-navigate them to the domain that we purchased for you and build. They'll be able to review the site, see examples of work that you've done in the past. So, and they also have your Google reviews up there. So you have a star rating and then a link to your reviews as well. It's called your Google Business Profile. You never heard of this before, Joel?
I think I have a buddy that's in on it, but I didn't really know what's involved with it.
Gotcha.
I guess I'm a business owner, but that whole side of it, I I don't really.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher to me because, like, I mean, it says you've been in business since 2018, so that's kind of where I'm kind of taken back. Like, you haven't, you know, gotten a call like this before, having somebody to help you even, or maybe somebody around you that said,
hey. I've had a call like this, and I'm sure I've shot it down because it's, I don't know. I feel a lot of them are just gimmicky, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, they're not really explaining like the value of it to you. I think that's kind of the problem, you know. It's 2024, yeah. So it's like, you know, you don't want to slack off and kind of put all your reputation to the side online and ignore it. Not saying that you can't be successful nowadays without it. It's just a lot easier to be successful. And then, like, let's say you were to sell the business, like you were ready to retire. You know, basically what people are buying is like that brand that you've built, which is Highland Renovations, and they're going to want like all those reviews you've built up, that pipeline of business that you've built up, you know, all that stuff gets documented right. when you're doing stuff like this. It's all in that tracking system. So you have all the phone numbers from past clients that have called you on it, you know, the name, the reviews, the verifications already done. So it's like, that's really what people sell. Like I have guys that I used to work with here. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was just curious, is this like because the way my buddy has it for his plumbing business is like, am I able to have like a quick share link that I send people and they can review like,
yeah.
real quickly?
Yeah, that's part of your tracking system. Yeah, it's in the app. So you just go in the app and then like the client's number, you could punch it in. They'll send them a live link to that to your Google business profile. It'll ask about their experience, leave a star rating and write like a little paragraph for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Every one of our clients gets that. It's part of your account dashboard and tracking system. So we actually recommend that you send that out at the end of every job.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'd like to do. Do I know anymore? It's at least for me. Like I'll go through reviews before I actually look at a business.
Yeah, you usually want about 5 of them before you start getting like the star rating. Like it'll say 4 reviews, but it won't actually say like 4-star or 5-star until you get the 5th one up there. So when we first build a profile from scratch, like we're going to do with yours, I mean, you know, we even recommend that you might send it out to people you've worked with in the past, you know, just to help build it up.
Yeah, that's probably what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, if you still have their contact information or some old numbers, you could definitely send that out to them. And it's no harm. I mean, you know, they just get a random text message like, hey, you know, I haven't seen Joel in a couple of years, but he's my buddy, 5-star.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it won't hurt. But we definitely recommend that. You know, it definitely helps too. Because the top recommended guys are still getting most of the traffic regardless of their reviews. Not, like I said, 90% of searches, according to Google, start and stop right here on the first page. But then the second X factor outside of them seeing you up there is, you know, they're going to look at reviews. And then, you know, if the reviews aren't there, they may go to the site. They're going to want that site. And then they can see before and after pictures. Like, okay, obviously this guy could get the job done back here. He's done it before, you know. And then they look for things like the Google verification. You know, he's licensed. He's insured. Okay, let's call him, you know. And then from there, you're getting a live lead. So, you know, the leads you get from here is different. You're getting a live call from a homeowner who already did their due diligence and basically picked you. It's just a matter of if it's going to work for you at that point. So, you know, the quality of the leads is a lot higher, less likely to be guys that are wasting your time. And even if it doesn't pan out, which, like I said, it's about as hot of a live lead as you could get. But even if it doesn't, you don't have to sit there and look at your bank account and go, man, I paid $50 for that or $100 for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So over the course of the next 6 months or a year, I know that if you compared this to Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, the amount that you're going to be spending on that platform is going to be like 10 times what it would cost you just to do it independently. You know what I mean? And then before all this Biden administration, if you would have started it in 2018, you probably even get a better deal than $299. Like I have guys that I've been working with like 12 years. They're paying like $150, $200 because they just started it up. And, you know, I could say that it's of more value to them now, at the cheaper rate because they have like 200 reviews or 1,000 reviews, however long or however many they built up over doing it, you know. So you lock yourself in at this $299, you know, you might be looking at it as, hey, I'm just going to try it for a month, but it could very well easily turn into something that you do until you decide to close your doors and may even pass this off to somebody if you decide to sell the business later.
Gotcha. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, let's give it a try. Worst case, I'll stop paying Angie. Like, I guess that's the way it'll work.
Yeah, we'll beat them out. Like, I like our odds in that because I've worked with a lot of people who have used that, and I'm telling you, they much rather just have people call them live than to pay per lead. It's just better all around.
Yeah, they kind of got me on that because I was thinking it was like a one lump sum, and then you get what you get during that time you paid for,
Yeah. Well, their CEO was an ex-Google employee, you know, so that kind of says a lot too. So what he kind of figured out was when he was here is that, well, we're across the street from him, but what he figured out when he was there was that there's only so much space on the first page of Google. And at that time, Google was only giving first page placement to people who had the best reviews. It wasn't like a paid positioning.
Right.
It wasn't monetized.
Yeah.
And so that meant like all the startup business owners didn't really have a way to get a piece of that pie on the first page. So he goes, you know, what if I get us on the first page and then we sell them the leads individually that we're getting from it, almost like operating like a subcontractor. And I think he started out with good intentions, but then he started selling the same subcontract type lead with a fee to like five guys at once, you know, and that's where it started getting shady. So, you know, if it was gave it to you, you know, he was on to something. But then Google figured out where he messed up, and that's why they have the Google Guarantee program now, which you could buy leads from Google, but they're exclusive leads with a live customer on the line. And they, like, pre-vet them, hand it off to you, and they only charge you if you set an appointment and go out and meet with the homeowner. So that could be something we could advance you into later if you take Home Advisor off the books and you're still interested in buying leads. We'll already have a track record of working with you. It'll be real easy for us to advance you into the Google Guarantee program maybe later on. So just food for thought.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number, or did you want to get a Google Voice tracking phone number?
So that's the one that doesn't show the actual number?
Yeah, it's like a press one dialer system. It'll show like an 888 or an 877 or a 1-800, depending on what you select. Or it could just be like, look like a local number. It could have your zip code. They'll give you options on what kind of number you want. But it'll show a separate number. It'll forward to your phone in real time. But they do have to press one. And then obviously when they press one on your caller ID system on your phone, it'll let you know that it's a potential lead as it's coming in. So that way you can kind of differentiate personal calls or like a bill collector versus an actual, you know, business opportunity.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Oh, and that one's included for that version?
Yeah, it's no extra cost to you. Yeah, I would include that. So it's just if you want it, basically.
It's fine because I get enough spam already.
Okay. So I'll put a note in here that he wants call tracking, and then there's going to be a client interview that I'll schedule for tomorrow. And then they'll sit down with you. They're going to go over like your keywords, the service area you cover. We'll buy the domain, get an idea on how you want the website to look. And then they'll go over the tracking number and let you pick that as well during that call.
Okay.
All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
So it's Highland Innovations, like the business AZ is in Arizona.
AZ at Gmail?
Yep.
Okay. Dave. All right, and what's your last name, Joel?
Blankenship.
Okay, I know that one from that kicker. I'm not a football nut or anything, you know.
yeah, he's a player. Then you got Blankenship on. I don't know if he's still on the Eagles. He was like the safety for the Eagles.
Yeah, there was a safety, and then there was a kicker for the for the Colts. Right? Yeah, he was a Colts kicker.
Yeah.
Remember, he used to wear those glasses. He was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
He looked a little weird, but he was pretty good.
I figured it must have been the Blankenships because we all have glasses.
Oh, there you go.
We're all blind as a bat.
That's where the Blanken came from, huh?
Yeah.
The Blanken relationship, blind. That's funny. All right. And then I assume the first name, just J-O-E-L?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then what's the business street address where I could send a Google PIN verification letter?
It's 8194 North Whistling.
Whistling. Anchors Way?
Way, yep.
Okay, got it. 86315 Prescott Valley?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me go ahead and save. And then, do you want me to hide your street address online?
Yeah, that is my house, so.
Okay. City, state, and zip will still be visible. The PIN will actually move out to the nearest cross street, so even if they try to, like, zoom in, they're not going to be able to identify. Maybe they'll end up on the street corner, but they won't know where you live.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you see a random standing out there, and shoot them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, and then let me see, save. All right, and how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed online?
Probably like 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Okay, and then what about the weekends? Do you have any weekend hours, or you want to do by appointment only?
Yeah, that would work. Appointment only, yeah.
Okay, so I got 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. Okay. All right. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
No card.
No card. Okay. Do you offer financing for larger dogs or like split payments?
No. Split payments, yes.
That's usually what happens. They usually do it in thirds, or they'll do half up front for supplies. That way, you know, I've had to even teach some of my guys that, you know, that I work with, I tell them, you know, don't invest your own money in supplies, because if they pull out or change their mind.
That's how I view it. When, if they're willing to go push forward with it, they shouldn't have an issue with 50% up front.
Yeah, that's just the commitment right there, you know, and you need that before you start working on anything. So I don't know if we need to really advertise that though. So I'll just put on the listing, cash and check accepted, and then you guys can kind of hash it out from there. Okay.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And then steel frames and decks. Okay. I'm going to give them a head start just based on what I could already find online. I'm going to put a point of emphasis on the steel framing and the decks. But you said you will do additions and remodeling work as well, right? Deck rebuilds.
Yeah, kitchen, bathrooms.
Okay.
My expertise, in all honesty, where I got my start in construction was tile, so custom tile work.
Okay, showers. So custom tile installations. That just falls into a lot of the bathroom, kitchen stuff, right?
Exactly. It all kind of pulls together, but yeah.
Okay. But steel framing and decks, I'm definitely going to put a point of emphasis on that to try to bring some more in to this. And then I'm assuming you can do
deck rebuilds.
Oh, I have the deck rebuilding, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to ask. Dang, I lost my train of thought there on that one. Do you do commercial and residential?
Just residential.
Just residential, okay. Strictly resi. Okay, so I have your business profile created. We're going to have to purchase the domain name for you still and then get started on the website, but they'll address that during the client interview tomorrow. What would be the best time to do the client interview tomorrow? What's your schedule look like?
So it's better the later in the afternoon. If it's possible, like even 4 in the afternoon.
Ooh, okay. Because we're in Orange County, so we're on the same time zone. In SoCal here, the latest one they have tomorrow, well, just throughout the week in general, we work 7 to 4 usually. We do have after hours customer service, but for these guys, they're in house 7 to 4. So I could do 3 to 4.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. All right. And I'm going to schedule a calendar invitation. I'm going to send you an invite to your Gmail, and then I will text you as well 1 hour before. I'm going to set up an automated reminder for you. And if something pops up or changes, just let me know. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension too. I could always swap it out if we have to, but I would definitely like to get things rolling as soon as possible if you're telling me, hey, I'm just giving it a shot for a month, see what you could do, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to get things going as quickly as possible. All right, let me go ahead and save. And then did you have any partners that you wanted to add? Maybe a manager in-house or something like that? Anybody doing client-facing with you, or you have a...
Not really. My partner, Kat, he runs his own company, but we do the big projects together, so I'll just keep it myself.
Okay, it's kind of just as a when-you-need-it basis?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I won't get any random calls like, hey, I'm the manager.
Right, exactly. Be like, hey, what are okay. you doing, man? No.
Yeah, okay. I've had it happen. That's why.
Depends
I'm
on if you piss off the wife or not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I've had a wife call in, and I'm like, I don't know. And then telling her I don't know or I can't give her authorization just makes her even more mad. It's like telling an angry woman to calm down, you know? It's like, it's just.
Yeah.
So that's probably the least favorite part of my job. That's why I'm like, okay, let me just go ahead and add them, and then that way I know and
right.
can give them access.
Right.
All right, so I have everything set up here. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Joel, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay, and I waived all setup fees for you, so it's just going to be the flat $299. It's going to be set up to auto bill each month on the 29th. It says in our service agreement you can cancel at any time. If you're going to cancel, though, just try to let us know before the auto payment goes through on the 29th because we're not, like, manually going to be processing this each month. It's in a merchant's processing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It's 5528.
5528.
6966.
6966.
2498.
2498. 8116. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
0227.
0227, and then three-digit code on the back.
798.
All right. And just to confirm, so as an added form of protection for you and to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Island Renovation.
Okay. Can you please state your name and title within the company?
Joel Blankenship, owner/operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Highland Renovations today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
Yes.
Okay, and it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, because we're going to be the manager of the Google business profile when we create it for you from scratch, we can't have another Google business profile created. Okay? It's very important. Because if there's a duplicate anywhere with your name, address, or phone number in the same area, Google's going to suspend all of them until we are able to verify. So we ask that before you add anything additional online, you double check with us, make sure that you're not like duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, just be mindful of that. And then it is a platinum bundle, so there is going to be Facebook ads as well. Do you have a Facebook business profile created already?
Yes.
You do? Okay. We don't want to duplicate that, but in the client interview tomorrow, we will show you how to add us as manager to that, and then we can run some Facebook ads through there, give that page a boost as well.
Okay.
All right. And then did you get my text message with my direct number and extension?
Let me take a peek.
I know there's some home advisor
John,
stuff in there. John H., yep, and it'll have my extension. So it's the same as our customer service line. Like if you look up Local Splash, it's that same 877 number, but if you hit 544, that'll call me directly.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah, I see it there. Yeah.
And I mean, you don't always have to go through me if you don't like me or you make friends with somebody else on the back end. It's okay, I understand, but I like my guys. Sometimes when I sign them up, they're like, hey, I like the guy I signed up with. Let's just stick with that. I'm happy with that, too.
Yeah.
I'll be checking with you each month anyway.
I'd rather keep this relationship going than file over again.
Yeah, but I'm not the only person that you'll talk to. So I'll be the account lead, but there is a team here. So, like, we have a specialist that's going to be building the site. We have a specialist in the department for Facebook. We have specialists for the Google verification. So there's a lot of things that we're doing for you, but we have responsibilities delegated to different departments. So I probably won't be the only guy you talk to. You might get a call saying, hey, I'm calling Local Splash. I just want to talk to you about your website. And that's the website guy, you know? So.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome.
All right. Yeah. All right. And then you're going to get an outline of the agreement here. It's going to come via text and email. You're also going to get a Google verification form. That's your homework, basically. I just need you to sign off on the verification form. And then, sign off on your subscription terms and fill out your Google verification form. The verification form is going to ask you for things like license, insurance, business registration. Send in everything that you can, fill it out as best as you can. If you're missing anything, Joel, don't panic. Just at the bottom, there's a little box that you can check that it's okay for us to do a Google phone verification with my rep across the street.
Okay.
And we'll just verify you over the phone. So we won't let anything stop us from getting your verification done and getting you up and running as soon as possible, but it's a lot easier if you have it all and just can submit it, and then they can just read it and approve it.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But look out for that. It's going to be 3 text messages. Again, if you feel like you're missing anything or you have questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number. The same number, if you hit extension 1, there's 24/7 customer service. So even if I'm not here on the weekends, there's still always a live operator in-house here that'll be able to help you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to earn your business and steal you away from Home Advisor.
Yeah.
On the recorded line. Yeah. On the recording. I'm probably gonna get in trouble for that later, but
you can't get in too much trouble. You won the guy over, so.
Yeah, they just don't want me saying negative things about it. It just doesn't look good, you know? It's like bad.
That's respectable. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever watched Shane Gilgis, but that's what that kind of remind me of. He's like, man, my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend was a Navy SEAL, and I can't really talk crap on him, you know? How do I follow that up? No, these guys, you'll be able to see some pretty glaring differences. I'm not telling you that you do have to cancel them, but if you want to compare them side by side, you know, I definitely welcome that with open arms. I think you'd be real happy with what you see. Happy about moving forward with us today. So.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you again. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and then look out for our phone call for that client interview between 3 and 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Joel. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, John. All right, man. Thanks.
All right, bye.